Welcome to the offended society. You know, in looking around at most news articles, at the way that our world is today, we have an absolute offended society. What a strange world to live in. When I was a kid, and I'm only 42 years old, but when I was a kid, like, nobody cared if you were offended. Nobody lived their life to make sure that you were not offended. In fact, most of us lived our lives to make sure that we offended somebody in some way. I mean, society is built up on things that offend others. The safety of the First Amendment is the fact that you can offend other people and it not be a criminal offense to offend them. We are vastly approaching a society where everyone is offended for everything except the most vile, disgusting, evil, wicked things. We have this offended society. So let's talk about some of that. Let's look at it from a practical standpoint. It's insanity is what it is. Think about it this way. You have people that are offended that boys are boys and girls are girls. Labeling them as such is an offense to some people. That's insanity. All of this is constructed to destroy any societal norms, make nothing normal any longer, the rule of law completely ditched. We have this absolute craze going on today, where everybody can be offended for everything. I mean, you got a man that he wants to name his own age. He wants to say that he has his own age. You know, that he could say, I'm 20 years younger, and I'm offended if you don't believe that. They worship rocks and stones and everything else. You know, the New York Times highlights a serious problem with transgender ideology, they said. Every once in a while, we offer a peek behind an ideological curtain. That's what happened last week in the New York Times. If you were a surgeon and someone asked you to perform a surgery that would not heal, would not help, would not make them feel better, and would leave the patient with permanent wounds, would you do it? Is there any area of medicine where such a request would have been considered? The answer to the first question is, of course, no. No one should perform a surgery that does not help, does not heal, does not make someone feel better, and that would leave a permanent wound. The answer to the second question, does any field of medicine perform such surgeries, is yes. One, only one. In the case of gender dysphoria, doctors perform a surgery that in effect amputates perfectly healthy body parts. This kind of surgery is not performed in the case of any other type of what's called body dissociative disorder, cases in which patients believe they were born into the wrong body. For example, there are those who believe that they should be without an arm or a leg, but their requests to become an amputee are not honored, nor even taken seriously. However, in the case of gender dysphoria, amputative surgery will, we're told, align someone's physical body with their internal sense of sex and gender. We are told that without surgery, they'd be high risk for suicide and other mental health risks. Now, let's stop here for a second, and let me say this to you, because this is that offended society. Well, I'm offended that you think that I believe I was born a boy, but I really think I was supposed to be a girl. Well, you know, really back when you were a child, you didn't develop those tendencies on your own. There's a lot of reasons why people get that way, and we're not going to get into that. But the point is this. Someone needed to set you down and tell you the truth. And it used to be that people would offend you to tell you the truth. You are a boy. You were born a boy. You are forever going to be a boy that hopefully grows up and becomes a man. You are a girl. You were born a girl. You're going to hopefully grow up to be a woman. See, you're not helping people by not offending them. The only way we can help people is to offend them. The truth of Jesus Christ offends people. God's people need to start offending people more with the truth. I don't say that you should be a jerk, you should be asinine, sometimes you must be sarcastic, especially in cases like this. The point is that you need to offend people. We need to live in a society where we offend people. We have to be able to live in a society where people are offended. If we do not live in a society like that, we live in insanity. And this is insanity because you're not fixing anybody by telling them, oh, you want to be a girl and you're born a boy? Okay, well, we'll just cut your body parts off. You know what? They would stick that doctor in a sale asylum 100 years ago for even saying something like that. They'd be like, okay, get a straitjacket for that dude. Stick him up on the 7th floor. He needs to sit there for a while till he figures some things out. That dude's nuts. That's the way it used to be. When men could be men and not be chased away by Jezebels, not be chased away by false accusations, and not be afraid to offend some people. You want to know why there's a rise of men like Donald Trump out there? And I don't agree with Donald Trump, but I'll tell you what there are. There is an appeal of men from the age of, I don't know, probably about 40 and up, maybe 30 and up, of men and some really young men that are like, you know what? I like the fact that that guy tells people off. I like the fact that that guy acts like a man. His wrist isn't going limp, and he actually tells people off. He actually tells them how he feels. He actually offends people. It's like the art of offending people has been lost. I don't mean being a belligerent jerk, and sometimes he is, but the point is that you're not afraid to offend people. We have to offend people. We absolutely have to. To live in a society of norm, you've got to offend people. You know, the crazy psychotic left, they don't have any problem offending anyone. They don't have any problem offending them with evil and with wickedness. Some of those things are actually crimes. Right? But they don't have a problem with offending. But truth and righteousness and those that have the truth, they're afraid now to offend anyone with it. You will never reach this lost and dying world without offending them. Christ said he came not for peace, but a sword. He laid that sword down and he said, you know what? I'm going to offend some people. And what did he do? He offended a lot of people. With evil? No, with truth, with godliness, with righteousness, and with common sense. I mean, it's common sense. At best, let's go back to the article. At best, this is a pseudoscientific Dr. Paul McHugh, longtime chair of the psychiatry at Johns Hopkins Medical School, has argued for years that such procedures ignore and may even aggravate underlying psychosocial problems. In fact, those who undergo sex reassignment still have a suicide rate nearly 20 times that of a general population. Well, of course they do, because they can never become something they were not created to be. You have to offend them. You have to offend them. And tell them the truth. Tell them what their mommy and daddy was too scared to tell them. Tell them the truth. So why should these surgeries proceed? Andrew Long Chu, in a stunning must-read piece in the New York Times, ventured an answer. Chu is a man who identifies as a woman and is currently raising money for sex reassignment surgery. Yeah, somebody's looking at him, tell him you're nuts. In his Times piece, he says that he knows the transition won't make him happy. Well, then what are you doing it for? Because these people can't be happy until they accept what God has made them. Now, I will say this, until they accept they are sinners before God and exceedingly sinful, and the peace of their soul will only come through Jesus Christ the Lord. And he will fulfill the longings of their heart. They are searching, they are grasping at straws, they are accepting Satan's lies, and they will not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Until the day I die, he writes, my body will regard the results of this surgery as a wound that will require regular painful attention to maintain. Do you see this? So doctors are abusing these people. Do you understand that? Rather than offend them, they would rather abuse them. That's what's going on here. Rather to offend them, they would rather abuse them. Yeah. Chewie even admits that the transition process and treatments have made him more miserable. I was not suicidal before hormones, he writes. Now I often am. And yet he insists that he has a right to the surgery. Well, sure. No duh. If you want to make yourself a mess of hormones and of destruction, yeah, you have a right to, but no doctor has the duty to perform that. A doctor should say, you know what, you weren't created like, man, you weren't made like that, and you're going to make yourself a living hell on this earth. He said he wasn't suicidal, but when the doctors gave him the hormones, sure he was. Now listen, we're not going to get into this too far. I have other teachings on it. But this is what I would call witchcraft. This is sorcery. This doctor is given that. Well, he wanted it. Look, your kid wants like 16 pounds of candy in the morning. Do you give it to him? Are you a physician? Are you willing to offend him? You have a heart patient that is sucking down cigarettes, that is drinking gallons of pop, that is eating terrible food for their body, eating McDonald's every day. Do you sit down to him and say, sir, ma'am, if you don't stop doing this, you're going to die. Your heart's going to explode in your chest. You're going to die. You got to stop doing that. What do you do? That's what you say to him. We got to get you on a diet, sir. You're going to die. You don't go hand him a free gift certificate for $300 to Mickey D's. You offend them. You say, sir, you're fat. If you don't stop getting that fat, you're going to die. See how that works? It's only when people are offended that they'll get right, that they'll start thinking. Only when it's an offense to them will they do something about it. Until then, they won't. You are feeding them into their own destruction. He says, Chew even admits the transition process and treatments have made him more miserable. I was not suicidal before hormones, he writes. Now I often am. And yet he insists that he has the right to the surgery that no doctor should refuse. Why? Because it's what he wants. But I want it. I want it. Well, you know what? You can want a lot of things. That don't mean you should have it. And a doctor should sit you down and say, we need to talk. I need to help you. You can't do this to yourself. The deeply troubling opinion piece reads like a cry for help. In fact, more than a few transgender advocates have condemned it. And to be clear, not everyone who pursues gender assignment surgery reports being as miserable as Chew. But his story is revealing something very important. Already, this is the only type of surgery that amputates fully functional and otherwise healthy body parts for no physically necessary reason. The justification has always been emotional. Psychological health. Now we have an individual admitting that it won't help him emotionally or psychologically either, but that he still wants the surgery anyway. If that's all it takes, then it's clear. Transgender ideology isn't really about health or scientific reality at all. What we're doing is aiding and abetting serious problems, not helping. As hard, brutal even as this piece is to read, please do. It's a look behind the curtain of a harmful ideology to which our entire culture is currently bowing down. Anyone who disagrees is a bigot. Read this piece and then read Ryan Anderson's important response to it and see who's being hateful and who's being loving. As Ryan writes, the New York Times just revealed painful truths about transgender lives. Come to breakingpoint.org and we'll link you to both articles. Now, I'm not going to read the other article, but and I could do an extended piece on it later, but listen to me. We got to stop being afraid in this society to offend people. People need to be offended. And when you act like an idiot, you need to be offended. When you act like a fool, yes, you need to be offended. When you're about to destroy yourself, you need to be offended. A doctor needs to sit you down and say, now, Tommy, I know what you want, but you can't have it. Mommy and Daddy didn't tell you no, but Doc is going to tell you no. You know why people hate the preacher? Because he tells them no. That's why they hate him. You know why they hate, you know why you don't get, you Christians don't get invited to certain things? Because they know you're going to be the guy in the room that says, no, that's wrong. Don't do that. Thus saith the Lord. See, don't you have compassion on these people? Yes, that's why I want to offend them. Yes, that's why I want to offend them. Did not Christ have compassion on the world when he came and he and the Jewish establishment? Did he not have compassion on them when he told them the truth? But he told them the truth. He laid down the sword. I don't mean lay it down like gave it up. I mean he thrusted, he slew with that sword, with the sword of his mouth. And he offended them. He brought down the sword in the house. He split it wide open. Why? Because that's what it takes for people to get right. They've got to be offended. So now we live in a day and age where preachers don't want to offend anybody. Man, when the preachers get to a point where they're worried about offending everybody and their mother and every Jezebel that's out there that's going to lie, cheat, steal, rob, you know, misrepresent them, make up videos about them, lie about whatever. You know what? If we get to that point, then we're never going to be able to help anybody. No, people have to be offended. You got to just, you know what? You got to lay your reputation down and you got to offend people. You're not going to be the friend to everybody. You're not going to be the lovable, huggy teddy bear for everybody. You're going to offend people. And it's about time that we do. And people are going to lie about you. People are going to hate you. People are going to get mad at you. All those things are going to happen. But at the end of the day, you still got to be the guy that offends somebody. There's got to be a guy out there. There's got to be a mom out there. There's got to be a dad out there. There's got to be an aunt out there. There's got to be an uncle, a grandpa out there that will actually be willing to offend you. I mean, this is the society that we have now, this transgender society. And you know what it used to be? A psychological condition. It used to be called, you know what? You got some issues, boy. We need to talk. That's what it used to be. Now what is it? Oh, it's a class of people. No, it's not a class of people. It's not. It's a psychological condition that doctors are abusing their patients. It is malpractice. Doctors need to be sued for it. The industry needs to be taken down for it. These people that are taking perfectly good body parts off of people and mutilating those people's bodies are not doctors. They are butchers. That's what they are. And the truth needs to be told about that. Is it harsh? Well, the New York Times says it. They just don't say it as offensive as I will. But I have no problem with offending because it's common sense and it's Bible and it's truth. And you know what? Even if you don't believe in God, it's just common sense. You don't chop perfectly good body parts off, try to make yourself something else that you can never make yourself, and live in the hell of that in your mind for the rest of your life. That's not what God wants. You say you're angry. Yeah, I'm angry at Satan. I'm angry at sin. I don't like the fact that we're living in a world that you can't offend anybody anymore. That you got to walk around on eggshells worried about offending people. All of it's designed to destroy the First Amendment, to shut Bible preachers up so they don't offend anybody. Right. That's what it's all about. That's all about that book. It's all about that King James Bible. It's all about stopping that in the public, stopping that in the public square, stopping that having to do with anything with the medical industry, having to do with anything with any of these other industries. You shut up, preacher, you go into your corner and you just talk about God where you're at, and you don't talk about, you don't get into the science realm, we're going to shut you down there. You don't get into the mental health realm, we're going to shut you down there. We're going to shut you. This book is the authority on everything. And yes, I said everything, and if you don't believe that, challenge me. Let's hear it. Go ahead. Wherever this goes out, you challenge me, and I'll show you God as the answer for it in that book right there. Because it is. That book is everything. Look, if you're trapped into this, I care about your soul. That's why I'm doing this. I care about the fact that you're living, you're going to be such a snowflake that you're going to melt at everything everybody says. Who wants to live their life like that? No. We have to live our lives, even as a man and a woman, if you're not saved, you got to live your life in some bit of peace with yourself. Now, you only get that through Jesus Christ. I'll be honest with you. The answer is Jesus. You need to repent and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone for eternal life. If you don't know how to do that, go listen to a sermon I preach called The Gospel, which is able to save your soul. think on these things and offend somebody, will you?